dial in to toll free number, which is 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line brought to you by SACL CAI. We'll tell you more about them here in a little bit. 855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
All right. You can dial in. Of course, you can also interact with us online and other listeners online as well. Multiple ways for you to do that. Everything from our chat room to the BBS to the site itself. You are allowed to control the content by submitting different news items to it over at freetalklive.com. Of course, in the news big time today, as it should be, is the SOPA situation, what with the blackouts of Wikipedia and Google and other websites as well.
FARC is down.
Reddit, FARC is down.
Yeah.
Wow, cool. All right, so we'll talk more about that. What
the internet's half shut down.
I don't know if it's half shut down.
Google's got a big black mark over its,
Yes, thing. It's very conspicuous when you go to google.com that something is amiss. And you can learn more. And, of course, Wikipedia is huge. I would say maybe
Facebook and Google are...
Is Facebook doing something?
Mark Zuckerberg released some kind of post or something.
Right, but is there a visible indication?
Not much.
Facebook? Okay, so then Facebook...
Except for every post that I see being about it. Lots of people are putting up their own...
The people of Facebook are doing something, for sure. For instance, I have replaced my photo with the SOPA, one of the multitude of SOPA-related photos in the, I guess, idea that someone will click on it and learn about SOPA. Why is the person's face not there? What is that thing? Let's
right.
click.
I did the same thing. Yeah.
So that's going on big time on Facebook. I would say that maybe if you look at internet traffic, half of the internet traffic might be affected by this because so much traffic goes through Facebook.
That's kind
of
what
Google.
I meant.
I see what you're saying. But certainly not half of the websites in the world.
No.
Got it.
The other, because half of the websites in the world haven't been visited in the past month.
That's true as well. Majority of the websites don't get much traffic at all. So 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. We can talk more about SOPA. Certainly we've discussed it over the last several weeks, but there's still, I guess, the possibility that somebody may have been living under a rock or perhaps just gotten out from under that rock and tuned in tonight. We can certainly talk about the SOPA thing. But also in the news locally here, we had Derek Jay on the show last night. We talked in detail about the fact that he was going to trial today for a number of charges. And one of those trials did end up happening today. The other one did not. That one has yet to be determined as far as when it's going to be held. But today he was charged with obstructing government administration and resisting arrest and refusal to process. I believe it was the third charge. He ended up, it was a lengthy trial, lasted approximately 5 or more hours. And, of course, most of us were sequestered during it. So I did not I did not have the pleasure, as I was sequestered, as a character witness, because I certainly wasn't there for his arrest. I was in jail at the time. But I didn't get the pleasure of seeing Derek Jay engage in his trial shenanigans. The entire trial.
It was phenomenal. I was not called as a witness. I was not present for Live Free or Dance, and so I was there as a representative of the Shire Free Press. And I've got to tell you, I think Derek did a fantastic job.
Of course he did.
He did. And, you know, I think he put so much effort and energy, as anyone rightly should, into their own defense. And I think it's just a shame. The most powerful moment of the trial to me was when Derek was speaking with Michael Kopcha, who is the Keene police officer who maced him while he was in handcuffs. Simply for saying he did not want to get in the car, not actually resisting arrest. And it seems to me if I'm understanding what Burke said, Burke is trying to say that that is resisting arrest, even though that's contrary to how the RSA is written.
Right. See, it doesn't matter what the RSA or statute or whatever actually says. And from what I heard, I have not read it myself, not recently at least. Derek told me that if you are verbally refusing, that is not considered resisting. And Derek's claim was that he was simply verbally, he was speaking back to the police officer when he was being told, when he was told that he needed to get into the police car, or actually, excuse me, from what I understand, he was asked to get into the police car, and he said he didn't want to.
Basically. Well, was it a request? Was he being asked? Was he being told? Was he being ordered?
I believe he said it was being asked of him. But again, I wasn't there.
There's
this
video.
Was my conversation with Derek.
That's right.
I was not there at the trial, so I can't say I know for sure. But he was asked to enter the car, presuming what I understand of what he told me was true. He was asked to enter the car, in which case, if someone's asking you to do something, that's not an order.
Right.
Yeah.
So did the judge decide it was an order?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. See, anything the police says is basically A-okay. Even if what they've said is a clear request, even if you ask them a question like, well, are you asking or are you ordering?
You're being impertinent.
Ultimately, it doesn't matter in the long run. As long as you aren't assisting the police actively in their arrest of you, it doesn't matter if you think the arrest is illegal, if you think their orders are illegal, like if what they're telling you to do is illegal or what they're telling you to do is morally bankrupt or wrong, you have no ability to refuse. At least by their standards, at least by the government standards. And it doesn't matter what the statutes actually say. Anything you do to refuse their process at any step along the way is, in theory, a violation of disorderly conduct or resisting arrest or whatever. And today, when Derek was found guilty, that was more evidence of that being
all
the case.
Charges?
Yeah. No. It was two.
Three charges total, two charges he was found guilty on. I was there for the latter part of the occasion, because once you've been questioned as a witness, you get to stay in the courtroom at that point. And so the resisting arrest charge, he was found guilty, sentenced to 90 days in the House of Corrections, suspended for 2 years on good behavior. Also, the other charge was the same. Also, again, suspended 90 days, suspended for 2 years for obstructing government administration. And the third charge, the refusal to process, which is a city ordinance, not a misdemeanor, as the first two were, that was placed on file.
Right.
Now, that means that they could bring it back. Isn't that right?
Yes, and they're looking at consecutive sentences, not concurrent for him. So it's 180 total.
Right. If they are both imposed, it would be consecutive. Correct.
Right. So,
also, there was $500 fines on each, so he does have $1,000 plus, because $1,000 plus the fees, because they charge you fees on the fines. So he's got to pay, 30% extra as a fee on the fines. So they want a grand at least from him, which, of course, if you translate that into days in jail, is going to be 20-something days in jail. So
I just think it's ridiculous.
And he is appealing, which means he'll go to jury trial and start all from the beginning.
I guess that's all you can do.
I think that's great.
You could go to jail.
Today, I think, and I was saying this to Derek just before I came over here, I think today was a fantastic rehearsal and an example, too. He's got video testimony now of Kopcha and Collinsworth on the record answering the questions, and he can now take that and use it in future endeavors.
And as I understand it, and Kopcha, this is the police officer that pepper sprayed him, refused to answer the question as to whether or not or they had the information about who the complaining party was. Because the original suggestion from the police, and I believe they say this in the video originally, is that they had a complaint. Their claim is someone complained about Derek J playing music in a public park, and that's the reason why they came to deal with them in the first place, because someone allegedly complained. But yet they're not revealing that information? I thought you had the right to face your accuser.
They were required to do that under city ordinance until, I think it was about a month ago.
Well, right, but what about the old constitutional requirement of being able to face your accuser? That's apparently out the window, too,
right
now.
Great.
That was one of the things that was supposed to be special about America, was that somebody couldn't accuse you with a black bag over their head at a trial, so they, the government wouldn't be able to protect these people. Like, they'd have to stand up for their accusations. But nope.
Not anymore.
That's not the case anymore. 855-453. You can take control of your ways. Oh, and the judge had the gall to say the Constitution had applied throughout the entire trial.
I'm so glad you said that.
Cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Oh, listen to this offer from Vaporsniffs.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit?
Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you. Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial on in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
Demi.
And Mark.
And we invite you over to our website at freetalklive.com. You may enjoy the features there for free. We've got listening options. Plenty of different ways for you to get Free Talk Live into your ears, including our broadband stream, which is available for you around the clock. Also, a dial-up stream for those of you with limited connectivity. You can go to listen, www.freetalklive.com to get tuned in. You can also learn about our other listening options, like our over 100 great AM and FM radio stations across the country. Our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio. We got two channels up there. Our free-to-air satellite channel is available as well on KU-band. The webcam and listen lines that can dial long distance, or where you can dial long distance and listen in that way. So plenty of different ways to do it. Listen.freetalklive.com.
Smokers, if I told you that you could have a cigarette that would cost less than half as much as regular cigarettes, was 22,000 times healthier for you than normal cigarettes, and that you could smoke indoors, would you be interested? There is. It's the e-cigarette. The e-cigarette made by Vaporsmiths.com. They make one of the best made e-cigarettes on the market today. Not all e-cigarettes are created equal, I'm afraid, and Vaporsmiths has one of the best made that you can find. It comes in all kinds of flavors. Regular cigarette flavor, like Reds, Turkish, Classics, Cloves, Menthols, and lots of great flavors. Cherry, vanilla, strawberry. You can get it. You can get one of these things completely free. The Vaporsmiths will give you one completely free. All you have to do is buy 40 cartomizers. A cartomizer contains as much nicotine as a pack of cigarettes, and you can get 40 cartomizers for $70. Make the order. Use coupon code FTL at Vaporsmiths.com or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, and they'll send you one completely free with free shipping. It's Vaporsmiths.com, coupon code FTL. 855-2-GET-VAPOR.
All right, so we'll continue. We can talk more about what happened, some of the courtroom shenanigans today, and I mean, and when I say shenanigans, I mean on the part of the government. But we will also take your calls about what you want. AC is on the line listening in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live, AC.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I want to talk about the SOPA protest, and I had some questions about some of the things that have been going on during the SOPA protest, and I wanted to know what you guys thought about them.
Well, certainly. So SOPA is the is that the House bill? The Senate bill is something called something different. Right.
Yeah.
So there's some scary stuff happening out there with the federal government, where they're proposing that internet service providers would have to maintain a blacklist, a government mandated blacklist of certain websites internationally that would be prohibited from U.S. people would be prohibited from accessing those sites. And the claim, of course, is that, well, it will only be used against people offering copyrighted material. But in reality, we know that the government expands, and so down the line, it likely would become used against people with porn sites, say people showing porn without condoms, like in L.A., which has now been banned, making porn without condoms. We can talk more
perhaps
about that.
Perhaps some gaming sites that they didn't particularly like, the way you know, you say you won prizes. And
or maybe
like that.
They could have sites banned that are related to being Muslim, or maybe they could have sites banned that are related to loving freedom, because, you know, that's very anti-American these days, is to love freedom. So we can't have sites like Free Talk Live or other sites like that being accessed. So it's a real slippery slope and really dangerous. And I know that's not all SOPA does, but to me, that's the real shouted out, that's what's important kind of thing. What do you think, AC?
Well, like, one of the big things is, like, the thing is they're doing is to try and combat piracy. And I've always felt that piracy is not really that big of a problem. I mean, these corporations that are big against piracy, they're still making millions of dollars, and they still have tons of power, and they're still gaining it.
And there's no evidence that they're losing money over this. I mean, you know, it could very well be that people, you know, download some music on the internet and listen to it and say, I like this, I'm going to buy more, and they do so.
Absolutely. I know for a fact that I have purchased products that I've seen first on the internet, like Dexter, the Showtime television program. I have purchased Blu-rays of that. And I've seen that show online. Same thing with Penn and Teller's BS. That's not music, but it's the same idea, right? It's a television program.
Copyright.
Otherwise, I'm not going to buy a cable. I'm not going to buy Showtime. But I'm willing to pay for stuff that I like.
Right. And, like, one of the things about this is, like, there have been a lot of critics of these protests. That's one of the things I really wanted to talk about, because these have been some of the criticism of the protests, which I didn't see coming, have been kind of troublesome. There's people been criticizing the protests, because they're saying that they're very immature way to deal with things. Some are saying that, like, some people have been calling Google hypocrites because they will make a big deal out of American censorship, but they won't make a big deal out of the Chinese censorship because Google went through some things like that. And another thing,
I think that might be a fair criticism.
Right, you do want comments on these, right? So let's stop right there for a moment. Regarding China, okay, yeah, I get that. However, I don't represent Google, but I'm going to speculate as to what they would say to that critique, and that would be, well, we were trying to break into the China market,
yeah,
and we would not be allowed in China at all if we didn't follow their rules.
So the intent was to provide more freedom to the Chinese, not less, whereas in this circumstance, the United States government is offering less freedom to the American people.
Mark spoke to my point. Absolutely. I think this is a limiting action rather than an expanding one.
Yeah, and also I see this critique as blaming the victim in this case. I mean, look, Google and these folks are trying to get the word out about this, and people are critiquing them for it? Really?
Yeah, because, okay, before I get to my last part, particularly on that, like, people have been saying it's kind of immature. It's like a 13-year-old child whining because they won't eat their vegetables or something like that. Like, Wikipedia and stuff have blacking out for today. They're saying it's very immature, but I don't think it's immature at all, though. I think they're trying to get...
Who is saying this?
I don't know. I've been reading some websites about people who have been criticism of it, like...
Just curious, are the people critiquing this claiming they're against SOPA 2, or
yeah,
are they...
Yes, they
absurd.
Are.
It's absolutely absurd.
So how would they propose, while they're criticizing people for the actions that they're taking, what would they propose as an alternative? What
Good
are
question.
They doing their own? What are they doing on their own?
They're, apparently
that's
they're
what
bitching
I would
about it.
Right.
Apparently they're bitching
saying,
about what
because anybody can
doing.
Do that.
Right.
Right. Right. They're saying things like people should be calling up congressmen and protesting on the streets, but this blackouting is a form of protesting because what? Congressmen and politicians don't use Google or Wikipedia.
Well, I know that for a fact, when I went to Wikipedia last night, because I was checking some of these sites at like 1 in the morning to see who had flipped, and Wikipedia had done so at that time, and there was a link where you'd put in your zip code and they'd give you your congressional information. So, I mean, the whole point of this is to get people to contact these Congress people. That's what a lot of these people are pointing people towards. So it's just absolutely ludicrous. And as far as it being a childish tactic... Well, no, this is a brilliant publicity stunt.
It's, right.
It's just huge. I mean, for Wikipedia and Google and these other sites to drastically change the view, the way their site looks. And
I wish more people had done it.
Right. For
myself.
The purpose of drawing attention to an issue, tremendous publicity is coming out of this. And people who are otherwise completely oblivious to news and what's going on in the world... will be unable to avoid this today.
Did you know they can just shut down the internet?
More coming up here. That's news to me. Tell me about that in a moment. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email. Don, do you know about...
DoubleMySpeed.com, DoubleMySpeed.com, DoubleMySpeed.com.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com. Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Results will vary depending on your PC software and other factors. Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins
toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Today, 55453. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. And Mark, tell me about SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable for other businesses. If you're having trouble with accounts receivable, SACL CAI can help you with that. If it's a chore, if it's a vexing task for you, they can do it. At SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top one on the right-hand side of the page. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live, SACL CAI.
All right, so we continue here, 855-450-FREE. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The BBS is there. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. It is essentially our bulletin board system. Also, you'll find show notes posted there. Whatever we're talking about on the air typically ends up on the BBS over at bbs.freetalklive.com. SOPA in the news big time, as it should be, considering it is very conspicuous today. If you happen to be online, there's a good chance you have encountered some sort of blacking out, perhaps. The logo of Google, you may have noticed, is a big black centered kind of bar. Also, the Wikipedia has been blacked out entirely, almost. There are workarounds, from what I understand. If you apparently, like within moments, the geeks had figured out workarounds.
I'm sure.
And so apparently if you want to avoid the blackout of Wikipedia, you can turn off JavaScript, and that will solve the problem. And there are other ways.
I'm not sure what that is.
There are other ways to do it as well. But tomorrow, probably everything will be back to the way it was, and hopefully a whole bunch of people were able to learn about SOPA today, the so-called Stop Online Piracy Act or something like that, and learn about this and maybe take action about it and inform these senator types and so-called representatives that people are none too happy with this. Now, of course, don't be under the delusion that all of this effort is going to actually work because, you know, with the TARP bailouts or whatever, with the various different bailouts that happened in the past, the turnout of people was tremendous in opposition to those bailouts. And like it was like 90% or something, people calling these congressional offices complaining about this, saying, hey, don't do this. It's a really bad idea. I'd appreciate you not doing this. They went ahead and did it anyway. Now,
well, that doesn't mean that it won't work this time.
I mean, I didn't say that it wouldn't work.
You said,
I'm just
saying,
don't
be under the delusion that this will work.
Right. Don't be surprised if it doesn't work out. And certainly don't be surprised if they try to pull a fast one and they say publicly, all right, you've convinced us. We're going to go ahead and shelve this thing. We're not going to bring the SOPA is dead. It's over. And then a couple weeks later, or a few weeks later, it quietly is all inserted.
Slipped in on some other bill.
Into right. the Defense Authorization Act of 2012, or something like that. Some other bill, like the Protect Children Act of 2012. You know, they'll have some bill with flowery language that makes it sound like, my God, how could anyone be opposed to protecting children?
And pass it 3 days before Christmas. That's
that
another
kind
good
of
move
thing.
Too, yeah.
Yeah, or in the middle of the night, or whatever. So you can't trust these people to do the right thing at any point. But at all that said, it's good that the publicity is happening. It's good that people are talking about this. And it's good that government is seen as the bad guy. Again, that government is looked upon as being the oppressor of freedom. That they're out there, you know, constantly coming up with new ways to crack down on people's freedom of speech, especially online in this particular case.
Have to justify their jobs, I guess, by getting up into my business.
More people need to hear about this, and that's what today is working for. So I support the blackouts. I think it's a great idea. So I can't see why anybody would critique, just besides the fact that everyone's a critic, right? You know, they say,
well,
everyone's
annoying.
A critic.
I'll tell you that. I mean, I wanted to look something up on
Wikipedia
today, and I didn't know how to get around it.
The point. It's supposed to annoy you.
I wasn't annoyed in the sense that I'm annoyed at Wikipedia. I was annoyed that, gosh, I wanted to do this, and
right.
I wasn't able to.
Look
but
at
I,
how reliant you are.
The cause.
Right. So it's.
But if you don't care about the cause, then you're going to blame Wikipedia for this. God, this free service is supposed
right.
to be out here for free to provide
right.
me with free services. I am an internet user and I got rights.
I deserve this.
You know,
no, this is a great.
If you're your average moron who's making, you know, I don't know, you know, I don't know who's making these critiques, but, you know, some of these people are upset and it's because they haven't engaged their brains.
Yeah, well, it's a lot easier to critique than it is to do.
Right. I would agree with that, and that's my question to the caller or to anyone who has a criticism of this, is what are you doing instead of throwing rocks?
I don't believe the caller had the critique. I think he was just relaying to us.
Thank you for clarifying. I did misspeak.
But, yeah, it is really easy to critique things you don't like, but it's a whole lot harder to go and create your own website or create a movement or, you know, do some sort of outreach or, you know, fill in the blank of action. 1-855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Adam is in Canada. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live at the Anemian Mark. Adam in Canada.
For anybody listening who might think that SOPA's perhaps not so much a big deal, people may say to themselves, we might need control over the Internet so people don't learn to say build bombs, but SOPA's much more than that. Am I with you?
Yeah, right here listening to you telling us what is
SOPA
it?
Is that it's going to impose a set of regulations that will be much similar to the network of television stations. It's going to turn competition on the Internet into much something that's regulated and lobbied for in much similar fashion, and it's going to impose all the necessary restrictions that are going to be there to enforce it. So competing with Fox.com will be as difficult as your public access show, say, Wayne's World, competing with the local MTV or the local Fox channel. So, I mean, it'll be like turning back to 1985, basically. Your computer will be nothing but a combination phone/TV/Xbox, and that's just the way they want it.
Yeah, you know, if you do support regulation of the Internet, and I think that the United States government regulating the Internet, is a terrible idea. If you are going to regulate the Internet, you certainly don't want the government to do it because it's an inefficient organization and it's, you know, all kinds of people are going to lobby for what they want. But even if you're for regulation of the Internet, this bill is bad. I mean, this bill is terrible for that.
I don't understand why we need it. I
don't either.
The Motion Picture Association, the Recording Industry Association, these industry groups, these old dinosaur groups that are protecting the old way of doing business, old big media, these are the people who are lobbying for this. These are the ones who want it. And not only them, of course, but also the government people themselves and those who would like to control social content and ideas. And, you know, they're using this.
Every megalomaniacal corporate entity can benefit from.
Indeed. And of course, those folks are the ones that are connected and politically, active. And so they're the ones pushing for this. They believe it's going to—I don't know. Do they really believe it's going to stop piracy? I don't know what they really believe about it. But maybe they think it will stop piracy.
Well, it strikes me like the war on drugs. I mean, do you really think you're going to shut down Anonymous? I don't think so.
Well, exactly.
I don't think so.
You wouldn't say that they might rebuild the Internet. You know, we have the geeks. We have the time. We can rebuild it. But that would be almost like taking us back to 1991 again. It's really
which is not such a bad year, really. I mean, now we have more RAM and total bigger hard drives, and we could rock this right now. Let's do it.
Adam, anything else you want to share tonight?
Thanks, Ian.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. And he's from Canada, so, I mean, people internationally are concerned about this. 1-855-453, because if you look at what Australia has done, they have a blacklist, and it has expanded, as I understand it. So
all kinds of ridiculous things that they've proposed there, including porn with women with small breasts is child porn. I mean, it's crazy.
Oh man, that's right. I remember that one. And yeah, they're literally trying to prevent that stuff from coming into the country via the internet. And so that's who really benefits from this. I mean, if you look at who benefits, it's the people in the positions of power.
I don't think anybody has any doubts at this point. Do they really?
Well, some people are critiquing this, apparently,
yeah.
So whatever.
I suppose.
Really reminds me, every now and again, I read an article in the newspaper in New Hampshire about libraries that are struggling with porn in libraries, and with people coming in to use public computers on public property and downloading porn.
Yeah. Downloading it? Does anybody download it?
I don't
look at it?
Whatever you do with it, Mark.
Okay. Right.
I don't know. Look it up on the web during the break. Let me know.
We'll come back with more in a moment at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with 4 waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on?
If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to dial in toll free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line is available for you. Bring up anything you want. That's why it's called Free Talk Live. You're free to talk about whatever you want, and we're live every night of the week. And I mean that, every night of the whole week, all 7 nights we do this thing over at freetalklive.com. And of course, you can support the show if you would like. Perhaps you appreciate Free Talk Live and would like to put a little bit of money behind us. You can become an amplifier for $3 per month. We'll take that money in, invest it in the program, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well. Once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up there with any major credit card through PayPal. Also, you can use some alternative options, amp.freetalklive.com. From what I understand, there's some nice changes coming to the AMP program, some redesigns, make it easier to use than ever before. So I'm looking forward to talking more about that as we approach that. But the system is there for you now, and you can get signed up right now today at amp.freetalklive.com. And it makes a big difference for us, and you get some perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. Once again, it's amp.freetalklive.com.
If you're anything like me, you have a difficult time setting aside time to read books anymore. Life is just fast-paced. And there's lots of instances where you can enjoy an audiobook, get the reading in that you want, and you won't be behind in so many ways. There's lots of different things you can do during the workout, during the drive to the commute to work, whether it's on public transportation or in your car, out gardening, doing things in the yard, whatever it is. Sometimes just while you do your work, you can listen to audiobooks. I've done that myself. And the Audible has audible.com has they're the leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment. They've got all the categories over there that bookstores would have. I'm looking right now at the science fiction section. I see books by Terry Pratchett, Jim Butcher, J.R.R. Tolkien, Neil Gaiman, Diana Gabaland, and L. Ron Hubbard. Anything you want. They've got it over there, more than 100,000 titles, and you can get a free one from audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Go to that URL, audiblepodcast.com/FTL, And you can get a free audio book. All you have to do is, you know, you'll have to enter in some information in order to get it, I guess, to make sure that you're not getting, you know, just keep on doing it every month or something like that. And it's audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
All right. So we'll continue here talking about SOPA a little bit more because it's obviously big news today as websites like Google and Wikipedia, two of the most trafficked sites in the world, have blacked out to some extent today, so you can go and see those sites and see exactly what I mean by that. But Ars Technica has been reporting on SOPA throughout the day today, and here's a post that is fresh as of this afternoon called, "Without DNS provisions, SOPA and PIPA remain fatally flawed. The special interests behind the Stop Online Piracy Act and Protect IP Act are in full retreat, throwing the bill's most controversial provisions overboard in a desperate attempt to stop the entire bill from sinking. Realizing that proposals to create a DNS-based blacklisting scheme had become politically radioactive," just to translate the tech speak here, DNS-based blacklisting scheme, that's where the federal government would force DNS providers to maintain a list of federally government blacklisted websites, and when it, what a DNS provider is basically your internet service provider, for the most part. There are alternatives like OpenDNS, which is what we use here at the LRN.FM studios. So you can have alternative DNS, but ultimately DNS is like the phone book of the internet. When you punch in a website like freetalklive.com, before you get to the site, it only takes a brief fraction of a second, but before you actually end up getting to our site, your computer talks to the DNS server and says, "Hey, I'm looking for freetalklive.com. Where will I find it?" And the DNS server says, "You'll find it at 179.6. And you know, it goes through the IP address for the computer, and then the computer knows exactly where to go to find the website. It goes to that place. Hopefully we'll find the site it's looking for, and you'll get on the site. So essentially the federal government was with the DNS provision saying that DNS providers would have to take a request for, say, freetalklive.com, and, oh, sorry, we checked that against our blacklist, and mommy government says you can't go there.
Yeah, this is the same government that has blacklists for flying where terrorist watch lists, where if you once you get on, how do you get off? They would they populated these lists with people's names that, I mean, you know, if one guy's name is John Smith, they would just put another guy's name, you know, just everybody named John Smith couldn't fly.
Yep, obviously. You're immediately under suspicion.
You know, so, I mean, this is, I don't trust the government to keep this list.
So I just wanted to explain that. So they claim that that's now become politically radioactive, and the bill's sponsors have pledged to drop those provisions. Of course, we all know what happens when politicians pledge to do things, right?
Yeah. We know they're lying. Their lips are moving.
Right. Don't trust them when they're pledging to do those things. On Tuesday, even the MPAA declared DNS filtering was off the table for this year's legislation. But what about next year? So with the DNS blocking provisions dead, supposedly, are today's protests much ado about nothing? Well, not by a long shot, says Ars Technica. While the DNS language posed the gravest danger to free speech online, the bills are full of provisions that trample free speech, due process, and other online innovation. It's hard to know exactly what will be in the final version of these bills, since they're still due for several rounds of debate and amendment before they could reach the desk of Obama for a signature. But the latest versions of the bill we could get our hands on, that according to, let's see, I guess one of them, PIPA, was the Senate one that came out in May, and the SOPA from December, which is the manager's amendment version, shows a number of remaining problems. Both PIPA and SOPA feature inadequate judicial oversight, allowing injunctions to be granted after a single one-sided court hearing. Both give the power to seek injunctions not only to the attorney general, but also to private copyright holders. And SOPA has a provision, not included in PIPA, that would make unauthorized streaming of copyrighted content a felony, punishable by up to 10 years in prison. So if I take an AP feed off of the AP website and rebroadcast it, say, on Free Talk Live, that would technically be, I would imagine, an unauthorized streaming of copyrighted content. Yep. And so, boom, felony charges.
Mention news.
Spark is very much the same.
Source yourself.
I think the comment, it's short, sweet, to the point. This is why I love the guys at FARC. It says, while SOPA might be almost dead, it's not quite all the way there, and under various drafts of both of these bills, FARC could have its DNS assignment, as Ian is explaining, revoked without notice, simply for linking to content.
That's right.
That's it.
And there's also the issues that I think were brought up in this of the comments being subject to regulation as well, where if you have users posting copyrighted content as your comment for as their comment on your web blog or your user's forum.
You've got to police your own website.
Yeah, that you're responsible somehow for every single user's comment. But going on here, due process.
It's like saying that a restaurant's responsible for people writing on its bathroom wall.
Yeah. Due process
problems.
Hey,
you put the wall up.
Supreme Court has ruled that the First Amendment prohibits prior restraint, limiting access to speech before a court has provided due process to the defendant. In particular, as a letter signed by dozens of law professors pointed out, speakers are entitled to tell their own side of the story to the judge before their content is taken down. And if a defendant loses, he's typically given the opportunity to exhaust his appeals before his speech is censored. The sponsors of SOPA and PIPA appear to have ignored these concerns. Both bills show the attorney general the attorney general, and in some cases private parties, to take down or request a takedown of an overseas website based on the legal fiction that the website, rather than its owner, is the defendant. Because a website owner isn't technically a party to the case, the judge can issue an injunction before he has even heard the defendant's side of the case. So it sounds like they're almost doing one of those... Well, it sounds like they're doing one of those drug war things where they can charge money with a criminal act. Well, we're just taking this out against the website. So
the website.
Yeah.
It's weird.
That's my understanding of that. I'm certainly no legal scholar here. According to the news story, the judge can issue the injunction before the defendant's even been heard, and the attorney general can have the target website cut off from access to search engines, advertising networks, and credit card payments. Website owners can intervene to overturn an injunction, but the bill envisions this adversarial process happening after the injunction has been issued and the site has already been removed from search engines and has its funding cut off.
Great. That's going to be good for your site.
Right, because, you know, all kinds of websites can afford lawyers, right? Oh, wait, no, I don't think I could afford a lawyer to do this kind of litigating with the federal government. If you have your cash taken in a war on drugs raid, if your car's pulled over and you've got, you know, $20,000 because you're moving your house or something like that or whatever, you're moving from one point to another and you need to transfer some cash, they take that cash from you, they charge the cash with a crime, and then the burden of proof is on you to prove it wasn't drug-related cash and fight them tooth and nail within their own court system with their rules, you know, stacked against you to somehow try to get your cash back.
Get the lawyer and spend all the money to do it, and, you know, it's not like they pay for your great defense. I mean, you're not getting Johnny Cochran on your side because, well, you know, they took your money.
See how this can already burden free speech, or to see how this idea is already burdening free speech, they're going to look at a case that has already happened. So even without SOPA and PIPA being passed, we can explain to you what is already going on out there. 855-453, it's Free Talk Live.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.